phone, the beep.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
Okay. Knees.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Close.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
I guess we use any kind of, we're all kind of weird for pretty looking funny, but
would you ever use a word like tacky or slouchy or dutchy?
Oh yeah. Oh, he's not neat. Maybe look like a clown, or he's not tidy.
Could you use the same words if you were talking about a woman instead of a man?
Well, we wouldn't say she looked like a clown. But we could say that she is very untidy, or she's not neat. Wow. Thoughtful is... sometime the word we use.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
well dressed, a groomed.
And if you were talking about a man, what would you say?
He's handsome.
What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? I'd say, he sure is what, in his age?
He sure is active.
What's another word you could use besides active?
Super. Cool.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
A shack.
And I sometimes people call these houses a particular kind of house.
A particular kind of house?
Yeah, meaning that spirits live in them.
Ghost. Ghost house.
Have you ever been in a ghost house?
Not sure. If I did, I didn't know it.
Well, have you ever heard any people talk about
them? I have heard people talk about them.
I
don't know if it was hallucination or what, but people had, of course I had a brother, could see things. And so, he had a girl live down the lane one time, he'd go down there to see her. So one night he came out, and there was a man coming along the railroad, and he walked, turned off, and when he got to the gate, he didn't open the gate, he walked right through the gate, and when he got to the door, walked right through the door. So he came home and telling us about it. And so I said, you know, I don't go out with, people who like to see things, and I don't go out, nobody calls themselves seeing things. So he said, I'm gonna carry my pistol. I said, well, but tell me if you shoot anything like that, the more you shoot, the larger you get. So anyway, he'd go, and he would always have to go under a grove of trees right by our old church that turned into a schoolhouse. So he come along one Sunday night, and he had his pistol in his hand. And he happened to walk up on a car.